Track 74.
1.
Just after I passed my driving test, I was stopped at a traffic light and this car drove straight into the back of me, not very fast or anything. So I got out and I went over to the other driver. I needed his details for the insurance, you know. I asked him for his name and he told me he was George Smith, but people called him Tiny. I said that was a joke because he was a big man, and he replied that yes, it was an old joke and he was fed up with it. So we exchanged addresses and phone numbers, and then, I don't know why, I wrote to him and asked him if he wanted to meet up, and he wrote back that he'd like that very much. We'd been married for 49 years now, 4 children, 11 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren. Best accident I've ever had.
2.
Yeah, well, I was travelling down to Chile on a student exchange thing and this girl sat next to me. And she had one of those really loud personal stereos, so I asked her to turn it down and she refused. She told me to go and sit somewhere else, but since the plane was full, well... And we sat there until she suddenly started to laugh. She told me that I looked so angry she couldn't help it. Then she asked me what my name was and I asked her why she was flying to Chile and, you know, one thing led to another. That was 3 years ago. We're getting married next month.
3.
I was sitting on my own waiting for my friend and this guy came up and asked me if he could buy me a drink. I was going to say no, but I looked at him and he had a nice smile, so I told him that he could. We got talking. He told me that he was a journalist, and that interested me. When I told him that I worked at the local hospital, he got really interested because he was writing a story about it. Now he wants to meet up again and talk about the hospital, but I'm a bit worried. Should I talk to the press or not?